Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Chris Wong. Hello, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, brother.
Great. Well, thanks so much for spending time with me, and thank you for doing this podcast. Now, we have a future visions for second generations, and that's what I want to focus on in this podcast. So my first question for you is, what are the potentials for second generations to advance God's kingdom?
I would say one of the potentials is seeing, looking at myself, looking at friends that are second generation, some pastors that I see that have planted churches and are well established, even established pastors that are second generation, is seeing that cultural agility that they have within themselves, you know, to navigate different cultures, at least from their parents' culture, from the majority mainstream culture, just seeing that since they have that preset within themselves that has been developed, how that can lend itself to multi-ethnic church planning. And even with the multi-ethnic church planning, I see it where, you know, that we're working from diversity, you know, to that. Because everything depends on the context that you're going to be planning in. But thinking of your cities like New York City, you know, Boston, Miami, California, where you have that sense of diversity, those pockets where there could be something that can ensue with multi-ethnic, I really do see the potential where a second generation church planners, pastors could really endeavor into a multi-ethnic church planning.
Mm. Great. How can first generation help the next generation to grow as spiritual leaders?
Yeah, I would say since, and kind of going back with the first question that you asked, you know, since we are uniquely positioned second generation for, you know, that kind of multiracial future, and seeing that there really is that kind of creative missions force that God is raising up through second generation, I really do see that, is capitalizing on that. I think, you know, in a first generation church is seeing that, you know, your children are being uniquely wired for this type of future. One of the ways that they could help to support them is really to affirm them, to show that they have Christian energies that they want to expend. So how can you walk them through with that? How do you coach them? How can you give them opportunities of leadership? And even prior to getting to that leadership is developing them, spending time with them and developing those skills that they'll be able to transfer that to, if the Lord calls to plant a church, that could take place, or to be a pastor or to be a missionary, and that being, you know, both for men and women that God is calling within the church. How can we just mobilize them for what could take place for the future in them being used by God?
Mm. How can majority church help or partner with second generation to plant churches?
I would say it's almost like my own experience coming to the North American Mission Board. I must admit, I never thought of myself as a second generation American. I just saw myself as a typical American. Yes, I have where I was born and raised in Miami. My parents are from Peru. I have a Chinese last name. It just seems very confusing sometimes to myself. But then, you know, growing up with it, it's just normal. I am who I am. But then becoming aware of the fact that I'm second generation American, that there is over 36 million of us in the United States. That I think 16 million are under 18 years old. So thinking about just from a standpoint of the population, of the percentage, the demographics of second generation, is just to be aware that we're out there. That the fact that there is second generation that are, they're living in this type of a blended culture, almost third culture if we were to put it, and seeing that they have unique needs, they have a unique wiring, and the way that we would approach them would be different. And especially if we're thinking about those that are lost, coming with a missionary mindset, we have to understand where they're coming from. And just like I shared before, seeing that they speak English, that's their heart language, that's something that it's a good baseline to know that, hey, look, they're accessible. they know our language, English. They're not coming like our parents, you know, that they either speak Spanish or they speak Chinese, Mandarin, or Cantonese. Like, they speak English, so you could reach out to them. And to see that they are, they're flourishing within our cities, that they're part of it. You may not even know that. It's just being aware that they're second generation Americans, and even Canadians as well. So, and even Canada, I know it's a little bit more like in Canada is more like second generation, is it? That is a population. So there are a couple steps ahead of us here from the United States. But it's just to say that, just to be aware that there are second generation Americans, and seeing that the way that you could support is that there could be possible leaderships of positions of leadership that they could be granted, depending on the context where there is, that they could bring something to the table. And to see, since they have that cultural agility, they could be ones that could be liaisons for first generation churches with the majority churches.
Great. Now, what resources does North American Mission Board have to help second generations to plant churches?
Well, one of the big things is our NAM pipeline, our NAM church planting pipeline. That's one of the things that I'm really excited about, because one of the things that we need as young people is to be developed, and more than receiving information, because you can read books about church planning and go through YouTube videos, but there's nothing like really having someone walk you through it to experience what it means to be a church planter. That is what God is calling you to. And so to walk that through within the local church, I think that is what, you know, where God is glorified and magnified, and when we're raising up leaders from within and giving them opportunities where they get to serve and get their hands dirty and to mess up, but also that you go, you know, help them. And these are areas that we need to work on. These are areas that we need to, you know, anticipate. And in order to deploy them well, to send them off well, if that's what the Lord is leading towards within our churches, to reproduce ourselves, to multiply ourselves. And so that is one of the tools that we're seeking to, that we are offering, that is part of one of the tools that we offer at no cost. Really, that's part of our cooperative program. That's what makes it possible for us to offer that wonderful tool. And it's with a team of experts and practitioners that really have spoken into the system to provide that within all of our churches in SBC.
I heard a lot of good words about the pipeline, and then I'm so glad that's available online.
Amen, yes.
And it's also free.
Yes.
So again, it's a www.namb.net/pipeline. Listeners, go there now and check it out.
Check it out, register. It out. And you have any questions, you can reach out to me.
Great. What's your email address, by the way?
So my email address is cwong, W-O-N-G, at nam, N-A-M-B, .net, N-E-T.
Great. My last question for you is, what great movement of God do you see among second generations in next 5, 10, and 15 years down the road?
I see that second generation leaders being developed, within our first generation churches, really having a more intentional, coordinated effort that is unified within our first generation church and second generation church and majority churches, and seeing that this is a segment of the population that needs Jesus, that needs to hear the gospel, that we could use really that we could bring into the table for leadership opportunities and to deploy them for wherever that may be. Like I said before, to develop, you know, obviously where I'm coming from will be to develop more church planters, but what would it look like to have where we could develop for future pastors, future missionaries, and those that are working within their context as doctors, lawyers, or whatever occupation that may be, how would they be able to integrate their faith and their work so they may be salt and light? And so just capitalizing the fact that this is a creative missions force that God is raising up. And so seeing within the 5 years that taking place, just that vision of what could be. And then in 10 years to see where there could already be really some significant emphasis in church planting, to see new churches being propped up in different parts of the United States. New churches started within our big cities. And just seeing a variety of leadership, and when I mean even second generation, that second generation includes from Hispanic, from Asian, from whites, European, and from Caribbean. I mean, how would it look like to see, you know, like a second generation Venezuelan, you know, planting in New York City, or an Ecuadorian, and you see a lot of Ecuadorians, or Russian second generation being raised up from their first generation churches, or at least being shown the gospel and then being converted and leading them to a place where they become a leader within to spearhead a movement within our cities. And so I just see it where it's just mobilizing this segment of the population for that work, that we work together, mm-hmm. that being with the First Generation Church and Majority Church, and seeing that we're here. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine what would it look like, since we are, you know, heading to that multiracial future, really capitalizing that in that segment of the population that I'm part of, and being mobilized.
Amen. That's great. Well, Chris, thank you so much for sharing about your life and your vision and your ministry. So I am so excited about what God is going to do, mm-hmm. and I'm so excited about what God is going to do among second generations mm-hmm. for God's kingdom. Well, listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.